Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 38, It's Not About You. Hi, and if you're returning to the podcast to listen to this episode today, thank you very much. It's lovely to have you join me here again today, and I appreciate you listening. And if it's your first time here, welcome. I hope this episode gives you anything you need today. So this is something that came up in conversation recently and I was reminded of, and it felt very important to share here because it's something that does come up often. What we're talking about is those times when perhaps someone has maybe been unkind to you, or rude, or seemed like unnecessary behaviour. Perhaps it felt like they attacked or targeted you, and sometimes it may have felt like it was just out of nowhere. And I want to come on to share about these times and these points because you may be able to think of a time yourself, perhaps recently, perhaps something's going on right now, perhaps in the past. And maybe it's something, if it was in the past, that still sticks with you. And still maybe there is some hurt around that situation or that time. It can be easy to have something like that happen and we really feel those words. We really keep hold of those words. And it can be hard to almost let them go or to not affect how we then feel about ourselves. It can be easy to internalize someone else's words or actions and internalize them as our truth when often that's not the case. And often the whole situation wasn't even about you. Of course, they may have said something to you, may have done something to you, and it was at you, about you. But I want to come back to that reminder that often we don't know what's going on in someone else's life. And of course, we've all had difficult times in our lives. We've all had those really challenging moments, those difficult times. And some days it's been hard to show up with complete love and care and kindness. We've almost felt like we're just getting through the days. So it's remembering that there are times when other people have maybe experienced that. And maybe something we did which didn't even seem, it felt fairly normal, or perhaps you didn't even do anything at all and someone took something the wrong way or you were targeted for some reason. It's leaning into that awareness of what's going on for them. Being curious about, I wonder if anything's going on for them. Especially if it did feel unnecessary or out of nowhere. Quite often it is, because someone's actually got a lot going on in their lives, and sometimes the smallest thing can trigger us or push a button, and sometimes we get to the point where we've just had enough. It can be easy to take it out on someone else. And that's not to say that that's okay. It's not to say that any behaviour you received like that is okay. But what it can do by having that awareness that, okay, I don't actually think that was about me, that maybe there's something going on for them, what that can do is really support you in being able to let that go. Really support you in not being able to take ownership of that, not being able to take it on as your thing, as I mentioned, your truth. That's where this is so helpful. And obviously there can be a great deal that can come from leaning into compassion, if we lean into that compassion and consider and get curious about, I wonder what's going on for them, what's happening in their lives, what could be the reason that they reacted the way they did that time, today, in this moment, about that situation. Sometimes we might know that answer straight away and we can see that potentially things just felt too much and they were unable to cope with that situation. Or sometimes we might not have that understanding, but it's good to know and be aware to maybe separate yourself from that. Of course, there will be times where you'll know the situation this is talking about, times that potentially it just felt like it came from nowhere or it was just unnecessary. I'll give an example, and this is what came up in conversation recently when I was talking about the topic. I shared a story myself, and this was years ago now, but it always sticks with me, and it's something I will always remember. And the reminder being, perhaps, that we don't know what's going on in someone else's life. And the reminder being how important it is to have compassion and to simply show up as yourself, as you wish to show up. This was years ago now, I was probably in my early 20s and I was working for a company. And this particular day I had someone scheduled to see me. When this person came in, they, from the off, were quite distant and didn't have any warmth about them. They shared how they weren't used to places like where I was, and they were almost putting the place down that they were visiting this day where I was working, and that they were used to much more luxurious, extravagant places. And that was my greeting, that was my welcome. And my response immediately was to have kindness. Something within me that day just told me to just be myself and to give the best experience that I possibly could. So I did. As I mentioned, my response was kind. I shared that was fine. I hope she had a nice experience today. And as I just said, I made sure to just show up in the best way that I could that day. And it got towards the end of this person's visit and they apologized. How gracious and vulnerable. They said how they were having a really difficult time at the moment and they were really sorry, as they felt like they took it out on me, and that it was the best experience that they'd had. And it was a moment for me of, wow, okay, this just shows it was right to just not be offended by their words, their distance, or any unkindness, and to just show up and just do what I knew and how I did things, to not change that because someone potentially didn't seem like they were going to appreciate it, but to just still do what I did in the best way that I knew how. And it was a real eye-opener, and actually I then ended up seeing them every month from then, which was just wonderful, and we built up a good relationship. It was always then lovely to see them. But it just showed, it was that reminder that just because we have that connection with someone and they are offish or say something rude or unkind, that having that awareness that it's not often about us. I knew that day that I hadn't done anything wrong. I was simply turning up to work. I was working. Sometimes it can be in those simple moments where someone is almost taking something out on us. So having that understanding and just seeing, perhaps there's something going on for them right now. Perhaps things feel a little bit too much and they're needing to vent. Again, not to say that it's okay and it's protecting yourself in any situation also. But sometimes it can help to have that compassion and understanding, and potentially it's a case of you'll know what's right in that situation, but whether it be not responding, not biting to the attack or the words, whatever happened, potentially it's asking if someone's okay, if things manage to stay quite relaxed, and asking how someone is, how are they feeling, with kindness and care, of course. I often say sometimes we need to hold back a mirror so that it can be reflected back to someone, or sometimes it's a case of holding up a shield and just letting the words bounce back, letting the actions bounce back, not taking them on. You can, of course, always assess the situation, and you'll know for yourself when it's right to lean into that compassion and understanding, to be aware And sometimes it is a case of having conversations with people and asking how they are, asking how, especially if we know them quite well, asking how they are, asking how things are going. So I wanted to share that as that little reminder because, as I say, it came up recently and it's something that does often come up. It came up last week and it's already come up again since then. So being aware of that situation, because it can actually help in so many ways to see that, to see that it's not about you. It can give you such peace of mind. If you feel like it's something that has, that you have taken on a little bit and you feel a bit wobbly about it, it's made you feel a little bit maybe vulnerable or on edge or overthinking, then what can be nice to do is to do a little visualization. Just closing your eyes and just simply visualizing cutting cords, cutting ties with this person or with any negativity that came from this situation. You can often search for cord cutting meditations and they can be really helpful in allowing you to, in your mind, let go and cut the energy from that situation, cut any negative energy or anything unhelpful that it brought to you. Let me know if this helped or resonated in any way with you and if it brought you any comfort around any situations, and perhaps even it's a situation in the past and you could see, okay, actually I could see potentially there was something going on for them, or now that I know looking back there's something going on for them, so I'm not going to keep those words any longer or the actions any longer because that was at that time and actually it doesn't serve me to keep hold of that. Obviously, of course, around anything like this, if you ever do need additional support to help guide through such situations or experiences, or to help any healing around any situation or experiences, then do reach out to myself or anyone else who can help you through that, who can support you and guide you through that. But I hope that helped in those also little everyday times when perhaps someone's a bit abrupt or a bit blunt or potentially unkind. It's having the awareness that maybe it's not about you and actually there's something going on for them. Hope you have a great week and I look forward to catching up with you again very soon.